Shanghai Upgrade.
Hey everyone. So when Ethereum went through the merge, the hard fork that switched out its old consensus mechanism from proof of work to proof of stake, the project introduced a new breed of validators to keep the blockchain running. While the proof of stake consensus mechanism reduced Ethereum's energy consumption by 99%, developers also believed that under proof of stake, the network would be more secure and would enable more decentralization.
That sounds amazing. Now we are more safe and in eco mode. Why do we need another upgrade now?
So, until now, users have been unable to withdraw their staked ETH or redeem their rewards, which was a really crucial feature of the new paradigm. Users were unable to unstake their ETH only if they were running their own nodes, which required 32 ETH. You could also stake less on shared pools. And if you were staking ETH on an exchange such as Binance, and if for your example you staked 10 ETH, you could get 10 BETH, so Binance Ethereum, which you could spend at any time for a small fee. This means you could prematurely withdraw even before the Shanghai upgrade, but it means your staked ETH was liquidated since you spent the equal amount of Binance Ethereum. Mm-hmm. People with their own nodes, validators had to wait until now, and people on exchanges could wait for it, could do it prematurely, and this is why this upgrade was really, really important.
Yeah, now finally we have a solution for a complicated problem. So Ethereum got another upgrade on the 12th of April, that's 4 days ago, and that finalizes their multi-year plan to move to proof of stake completely. And with a Shanghai update, which is a hard fork, by the way, and is also referred to as Shapira, has been finalized and now enables withdrawals for users who have staked their ETH to secure and validate transactions on the blockchain. I mentioned hard forking. That means upgrading the blockchain by splitting off a new one.
And with this upgrade, the co-founder of Ethereum, Vitalik Buterin, spoke out and said, "We're in a stage where the hardest and the fastest parts of the Ethereum protocol transition are basically over. Very significant things still need to be done, but those very significant things can be safely done at a slower pace." Mm-hmm. And with this Shanghai upgrade, we're getting a bunch of new things that are focusing on a couple of aspects. One is reducing gas fees for devs, a bunch of EIPs, Ethereum improvement proposals were fulfilled. The most meaningful Ethereum improvements include this push zero, a code that allows lower gas fees for developers and reducing gas fees in general for devs. And this other one, unstaking, finally.
Finally, and things are not that simple. We have we have a lot of types of unstaking, but we can group them into two groups. First, we have partial withdrawals. That's when stakers take out the rewards they earned from staking, but still leave the original ETH that was staked. And then we have the full withdrawals. And that's exactly what it sounds like. Everybody can pull out the fully invested value, so 32 ETH, and any rewards connected to this that they have accumulated over the year. By exiting the chain, the validator actually stops participating in the blocked validation process and stops contributing to the security of the network. Now, that seems something that might impact the price just a little bit.
Before we jump out of the price, let's just also mention that the network is getting clogged. And because so many Ethereum validators have put in a request to unstake their ETH from the blockchain following Wednesday Shanghai upgrade 4 days ago, the queue to get the cryptocurrency out is backed up by 2 weeks. So you have to wait 2 weeks to get it out.
Hold on. You're saying that people are waiting for their funds. Are they panicking? Is this the next bank run? Is this like something that we mentioned with SVB? What's going on?
I think it's not as comparable to bank run as it is to waiting in line for the bank where there is not enough workers to process all the requests, even though they have all the money. So this leads me to the next one, effect on price, which you asked for. Before that, fun fact, more than 18 million Ethereum has been staked, and that's 15% of the total ETH supply. And now the Shanghai is live, about 1.1 million accrued ETH out of those 18 million is eligible to be immediately withdrawn. And market analysts said two things. One is everybody's going to sell their ETH, driving the price down. And the second one is trust into ETH is going to build up and people are going to drive the price up. And for now, the second scenario is playing out because it's up 14% since the Shanghai upgrade. The price of one ETH is $2,100, the highest since August last year.
Very nice. Okay, I have a couple of thoughts. Dear listener, if you're new around here, a couple of seasons ago, we did a minor experiment. We invested, I believe it was 1,100 euros into a Binance account, bought a bunch of cryptocurrencies and said that we're here for long. After that, everything went to hell. So that was definitely not a financial advice that you should follow. And we are still in the red. Robert, what do you think? Will this make us even? Get us?
We will prevail. We will prevail. Just let's wait for the Bitcoin halving and the market to pick up after this supposed recession. And I think we'll be well off in the green and we'll forget about all the pain.
Okay, we're going to break even next year in May.
Probably. So for
here for final thoughts, here for the long term,
Ethereum is in a really good place to start building trust, even in a bear market, and delivering on promised upgrades, even though if they come with a 1 month or a couple of months of delay. Really looking forward to what Ethereum is going to look like in a few years. That's it for this one. Subscribe. See you in the next one.
You heard the man. Ciao.